久不见，周六的晚上，此时的您在以怎样的方式度过这个周末呢？我是 Kenneth， 我在听歌学英语，依然在伴随各位，祝福各位周末快乐。 A Dear John Later 是一首曲调内容并不令人激动的歌，也是今天要给大家带来的歌曲。整首歌实际上就五行歌词重复了三遍，女主人公告诉约翰，她厌恶写这样一封信，为的是通知他她不再爱他了，她要另嫁他人，嫁给另一个约翰。这封信的内容在男主人公旁白后读出 I was overseas in battle when the postman came to me. He handed me a letter and I was just as happy as I could be because the fighting was all over and the battles had all been won. But then I opened up the letter and it started with Dear John. 说的是男主人公正在国外战场上，此时战争结束，获得了胜利，他欣喜雀跃，打开来信，却看见上面所写的内容不同于往常。女朋友向他索回自己的照片，然后他告诉他他要嫁给他的弟弟，伤感的歌谣却也是非常惬意的歌谣。下面我们就一起来听听 A Dear John Later 写给约翰的信。
I was overseas in battle when the postman come to me and he handed me a letter. I was as happy as I could be for the fighting was all over and the battle had been won. Then I opened up the letter and it startedDear John,
Dear John, oh how I hate to write, Dear John, I must let you know tonight that my love for you has died away like grass upon the lawn
Will you please send back my picture? My husband wants it now. When I tell you who I'm wedding, you won't care, dear, anyhow. Now the ceremony has started, and I'll wed your brother, Don. Will you wish us happiness forever?Dear John.
点小伤感的爱情故事来自于 A Dear John Later， 感谢您依然守候在听歌学英语，我是 Kenneth C-A-N-A-C-E， 依然在伴随各位。Dear John, I must let you know tonight that my love for you has died away like grass upon the lawn. 亲爱的约翰，我今晚必须告诉你，我对你的爱已经消逝，就像草坪上的草那样枯黄。Dear John, 直译为亲爱的约翰，喻指分手信，意思是为结束彼此间的感情，由一方写给另一方的信。Die away, 渐息、减弱、消失、衰萎。The noise of the car died away in the distance, 汽车的声音消失在远方。The sound of the footsteps died away. 他们的脚步声逐渐消失了。来回顾一下歌词。Dear John, I must let you know tonight. 亲爱的约翰，我今晚必须告诉你 that my love for you has died away. 我对你的爱已经消失。Like grass upon the lawn. 就像草坪上的草那样枯黄。
I was overseas in battle when the postman come to me. and he handed me a letter.
I was overseas in battle when the postman came to me. He handed me a letter. 我正在国外战场上，邮差向我走过来，他递给我一封信。Hand 作为名词表示手，作为动词呢表示递给。Please hand me that book. 请把那本书递给我。来回顾一下歌词。I was overseas in battle. 我正在国外战场上。When the postman came to me, 邮差向我走过来。He handed me a letter. 他递给我一封信。
Then I opened up the letter, and it started, Dear John.
Then I opened up the letter, and it started with, Dear John. 等我打开信，信上写着，亲爱的约翰。Open up 表示打开、开发。They decided to open up the island for cultivation. 他们决定开发这个岛。They decided to open up the island for cultivation. 来回顾一下歌词。Then I opened up the letter, 然后等我打开信。And it started with, Dear John. 信上写着，亲爱的约翰。And it hurts me so to tell you that my love for you has gone. And tonight I wed your brother. 今晚我要嫁给另一个约翰，亲爱的约翰，我多恨写这封信。Wed, W-E-D, 作为动词表示结婚、结合。She will wed her daughter to a rich man. 她准备把女儿嫁给有钱人。短语 be wedded to 表示固执于、专心于 ，be wedded to。He had been wedded to literature in his early years. 他早年就和文学结下了不解之缘。He had been wedded to literature in his early years.
Dear John, oh, I hate to write. Dear John, I must let you know tonight that my love for you has died away.
Dear John Later 讲述着一个略带伤感的小故事，很喜欢旁白，就感觉歌手把我们带入了他们的生活中，让我们去体味他们的生活百态。生活其实就是一首生动的歌谣，有时候快乐，有时候伤感，有时候只是想沉浸在歌曲中忘掉一切。我也喜爱音乐，也深深爱着听歌学英语，您是否和我一样呢？今天的节目就到这里了，我是 Camance C-A-N-A-C-E， 下一期我们再见吧，拜拜。
And the battle had been won. Then I opened up the letter, and it started, Dear John.